Volte snižgiven, bei mir nihe, wie die bis bei mir nihe.
This is an old Yiddish folk song, so old it goes back 100 years to the Jewish towns, or in Yiddish, the shtetls of Ukraine. The song is still around today thanks to a Russian Jewish writer who set out to document all of Jewish culture in the early 1900s. And now, singers Michael Alpert and Ethel Rame are working to preserve this song and others.
It's sad, right?
Well, I was privileged to grow up speaking Yiddish. Most of my family, my parents were immigrants from Eastern Europe, and I've always been fascinated with the world that my parents and my family came out of. I've been speaking and singing Yiddish since I was pretty much since before I can remember.
Well, I guess like Michael, you know, I grew up with singing this music, as well as some other East European music. And I was 3 years old when I was put on a table and asked to sing Binele, Binele. Binele, Binele, hop, 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 hop. It just has such profound meaning for me, and it really does sustain me. La, 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 li, la, rum, pum, pum.
Anski was the pseudonym of Shlomo Zandel Rapoport, who was the father of East European Jewish ethnography, was really the first person to begin collecting East European Jewish, and it was Yiddish folklore, tales, music, what we call material cultures. We are part of a larger movement that's been going on for almost the last 40 years of a revival of East European Jewish, often known as klezmer music, Yiddish song, which is a very closely related genre, and Yiddish culture in general. This, I guess it's important to see it in the light of the Second World War and the near destruction of the East European Jewish world. But we often these days talk about Yiddish land, which is not a particular piece of territory, but it is all the places in the world where Yiddish culture survives and continues and is both preserved and renewed and reinvented in a contemporary existence. Dann schön singen, tit mir stark der Barmen. It's not a music that's very familiar in terms of what people think of as Yiddish or East European Jewish music today, but this is the real old-time stuff.
Oh, it would be very, very sad if this music had no future. It's such a fantastic repertoire, and I think it puts people very much in touch with deep places within themselves that, you know, in contemporary life, we don't have that many opportunities. And I think that's really, really important. You know, I sing when I walk up my five flights to my loft. I sing in elevators. It's tunes are constantly going in my head. And the music is just very, very meaningful to me.
To me, these songs, they express everything that's in life and in our lives. Even though they may be very old songs, they have a tremendous emotional content. They are new and meaningful to those of us that sing them. they express what's inside us, and that's the traditional aesthetic of these songs.
Michael Alpert and Ethel Rame, along with cymbalist Pete Ruszewski and violinist Jake Schulman-Ment, together they make up the Onsky Yiddish Heritage Ensemble.